Hey there, and welcome back to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily.
This is Jen.
And well, we got something new for you today. So tune in and hold on tight. Jen, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about BMI versus weight. What's more important?
Okay. So what are your thoughts on this? So how did we come to this conclusion of why to talk about this today?
Well, the people have been giving some feedback.
The people have been giving some feedback.
My audience has been giving us some feedback about, you know, a lot of you said that your weight bothers you more. Some people say, or I think that's how it was said. It depends on the person, right? But we heard a lot more, I felt like, about weight, but then also some people talked about BMI. And I think that the most important thing of all that I wanted to say is both of these things are just a tool. They are just numbers, and they do not actually measure your worth as a person or your value that you bring to the world. So that is the number one thing that I wanted to make sure we remember before we talk about the numbers.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Yeah.
So what I, like, in my opinion, I think that it's important for all of us to know what our priority is. So, like, for you to know what your priority is. So whether you choose to look at your goal as a number you're trying to reach on the scale or BMI, like whatever it is you decide to look at, what I've realized is it's really, really important. Like, it's important for our brain to recognize what it is that we are finding to be important. And knowing that focus actually helps you to determine the steps needed to get to your goal. So the more clear we can get for ourselves on what we are seeing as important, that is super helpful in actually being successful and reaching the goal that we set out. So just to say I want to be thin isn't actually super clear for our brain. And so doesn't really give our RAS, which we can talk about on a different episode, but your brain's search engine, it doesn't give it that much to work with. But if we get really clear on what it is we want and very specific on why and all the things, it helps our brain actually figure out how to get there.
Yeah, I
think intentional choices.
Yeah, good point. And I think it's important, like, that you mentioned that these are just solely tools. Is because they're both unreliable in their own ways. If we are putting all our money on one or the other to, like, you know, run our life. And because they're unreliable and we are putting so much weight on those, no pun intended, then why are we, you know, letting that to determine how we feel and go about our days? I was reading on an article. I thought this was really interesting. I haven't really paid attention to BMI since I was in elementary school and they did a test, because back then the test told me that I was obese and I was not obese. And so I was like, this is weird. And so I began to question it back in elementary school, but I thought it was interesting because, on our Facebook, one person commented an article about why BMI is bogus, so to say. And there's about 10 reasons. And if you go off of BMI, that's great. Obviously, we all weigh our pros and cons and things. But I thought it was interesting because it says it's literally physiologically wrong, and it doesn't make doesn't allow for the proportions of bone, muscle, and fat, because bone is denser than muscle and twice as dense as fat. And so a person with strong bones, good muscle tone, and low fat will have a high BMI. So I thought that was interesting. So that right there is physiologically wrong, tells us we shouldn't put all of our eggs in this one basket. Sure, you can use it as your information in whatever way you want, but it's, and yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
And it doesn't necessarily in any way better your quality of life to change either of these things, but being healthier and like doing what it works well for your body and helping your body to get the nutrients and all the things it needs is going to better your quality of life. So it's like, it's all up for not debate, but it's all these things are actually right. really based on each of our own perspectives. Mm-hmm. Like that's where all of these values and priorities come from. So
yeah,
the good news is you get to decide what your priorities are.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean same with weight as well, and all that jazz, and what you said about it doesn't add to the quality of our life, but we do get to decide that. So
yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
Not a whole lot. What I had just like jotted down like BMI versus weight, and like just to kind of, I don't know, you know how I like to Google stuff. Mm-hmm. Like what's the definition of, right?
Right.
And so BMI, just I'm guessing most of us know what it is, but it's just like your weight divided by height, like is kind of what I found when I looked at it. And so this is not really on the topic necessarily of BMI, but when it comes to weight, I just wanted to point this out, like, so weight and BMI then, it's all like, it's just so fascinating to me that you can weigh a lower number but actually be a bigger person. Like I found a visual the other day on Pinterest where there was like five or six ladies that were all like in a lineup in like a tank top and underwear or whatever, and they were all various heights and various like shapes and everything, but they looked so different, but they all weighed the same amount, if that makes sense.
Oh,
so
that's interesting.
Anyway, we can't show you here right now, but it just was like so fascinating. Like this one girl is like maybe 5 foot, and she weighed 154, I guess, random number, but. And then there was another one that's like really tall, 154. She looks so thin. But anyway, the point being that depending on how much muscle mass you have, and like you said about bones, but all the things, you're going to look very, very different. And so it's like the number is, it's also relative. It's like, anyway, so, and I really want to focus on and help encourage people to focus on like the internal first, because really our external, like the way that our body looks and how all the things around us operate, is actually based on how internally we are processing our life and our like emotional and mental health. Like all of those things are actually, if we focus on those things and get better at regulating our own nervous system, and like we talked about, figuring out what's important to you and figure out what you support and help you need to get there, then that's actually how the external things, the weight, the BMI, all the things will change. It's easier, or it's more typical to like focus or hyper-focus, like diet industry has taught us to focus on the outward, but really the way to get there is by focusing on the internal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So
that's good. If I were listening to this right now, I would be like, what the heck do I do next? And so we're here to give you that answer, because what you do next is book a free discovery call with Jen, where you can learn more about this, and you can sign up for personal support coaching where she can help you.
And really, that's not like, you don't have to sign up for personal coaching, as in you are not obligated because you book a discovery call to actually sign up for coaching. We're not going to pressure you. That is not what I am here for. I will help you on the call whether you sign up or not. So
yeah,
with that being said, the link will be in the show notes, but otherwise, thank you for being here, for listening.
Thank you for listening. And we will see you next time.
Have a great day.
Ta-ta.
Toodles.